This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Audrey McCabe. Montrose County School District Superintendent Dr. Carrie Stevenson has been in limbo since the school board placed her on leave last month. A majority of school board members voted to place her on leave during a third-party investigation into her conduct following allegations that were made against Olathe Elementary Principal Jennifer Hesse. At yesterday's meeting, School Board President Nisha Balik said the investigation is wrapping up.
So this has been really hard, the waiting for this third-party investigation to be done. I've felt the weight of it. I know a lot of people have felt the weight of it and just being in limbo. And what I know is that the majority of the investigation is wrapping up. And the next step is for Jody and myself, Mrs. Hovde and myself to meet with Ms. Roller and Mr. Carlson to plan an executive session with the board to go over the investigation findings. And so that's going to happen as soon as possible. I have a call out to Ms. Roller. I haven't heard back yet, but once that happens, then we will set up a remote meeting where we will do that, and we will set that up as soon as possible.
The school board has been widely criticized for the decision to place Dr. Stevenson on leave, with some members of the public even calling for President Nisha Balik to step down. A bipartisan poll released yesterday finds Colorado voters agree that free and fair elections are important, but they split sharply along party lines over whether they trust the people who administer them. Despite the political divisions, the survey found broad agreement on Colorado values, like affordability and protecting state land and wildlife. Here's Kevin Ingram with the Colorado Polling Institute.
Today, 70% say that as Coloradans, we have more in common than what divides us. The vast majority of us see commonalities with our neighbors.
About two-thirds of voters also believe Colorado's best days are still ahead. The poll surveyed roughly 650 registered voters from June 26th through July 1st. The major reservoirs that hold water from the Colorado River just set a shocking new record. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, the combined amount in Lake Powell and Meade is now the lowest it's been since 1957.
The last time there was this little water stored along the Colorado River, Lake Powell hadn't even been built yet. Jack Schmidt directs the Center for Colorado River Studies at Utah State University.
It's a real reminder of what a remarkably small amount of water we have left in the system. We've never been in this position. We are truly in uncharted territory.
Schmidt said Western policymakers aren't doing enough to turn things around. He compared current negotiations over sharing the Colorado River to a bus careening toward a cliff, with policymakers arguing about who should steer rather than hitting the brakes. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Portions of southwest Colorado have seen major rainstorms within the last week. In Telluride, a mudslide buried the local Palm Theater in feet of water and mud. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KOTO's Julia Caulfield has more.
The heavens opened on Friday afternoon with torrential downpour over Telluride.
It's kind of a, you know, 100-year sort of biblical event.
That's Nicole Hatler, managing director of the Palm Theater. Mudslides from the Judd Wiebe Trail hurtled water and debris into town, landing on the doorstep of the Telluride School and Palm Theater, breaking a loading dock door and sending sludge into the theater.
It really was like a catastrophic flood slide because it brought a tremendous amount of water and debris and mud down in the back of the Palm and, of course, all around the school.
Hatler was in Norwood when the slide took place, but the Palm's technical director was on site.
He said it was just unbelievable. Within seconds, the back lot was like a swimming pool. I mean, within, like, literally, he said he's never seen anything happen so fast. There was no time to react. Everything just filled within. You couldn't even turn your head, and it looked, and then cars were floating, and the pressure against the back of the building, it just happened too quickly, right? All the drainage, you know, you can't you can't put that amount of drainage that fast and expect it to work. So everything just compounded on itself, and it collapsed in the dock door.
The Telluride Fire Protection District responded to the incident, noting 3 to 4 feet of standing water and mud accumulated in the theater, filling the orchestra pit and covering the seats. Only hours after the flooding, ServPro, a cleanup and damage restoration company, was on site to begin work.
When we got here into the theater, we observed water really up to almost the top row of the seats. So we had 12 plus feet of water down into the orchestra pit, and up to 6 plus inches of mud throughout the theater, the backstage area, the scene production area.
That's Matt Singer, Vice President of Production for ServPro Team Landers. ServPro brought in around 50 crew members from across the region, most of whom are living on site in the high school gym.
So we're mucking out or getting the mud and water out first. We have pumps going outside and inside, and then crews getting the mud out of the property as kind of the first course of action. And then we're cleaning the inside, doing what we call flood cuts, or cutting all the drywall that's affected. So we remove all of that, because that once water comes in contact, then we have to remove that. In concurrence with that, we're also developing a plan to rebuild.
The Palm's curtains, screen, and wings had been flown into the rafters and were protected. The stage floor and seats are damaged, and the crew still needs to assess what else in the theater was damaged.
The vast majority of the electronics, lighting, etc., seems to be good shape. There's some speakers down in the pit orchestra area that were completely submerged, and there's some wiring that goes to the main table, the control panel. So we're worried about the cabling. Anything that was submerged is done. But the great news is that almost everything electronic and computer-wise should be totally fine. There's a lot backstage, and there's some lighting that was on the floor and some instruments and a very expensive piano. So we'll do our best to take good care of whatever was covered in the mud or impacted by the water.
In addition to the devastation in the Palm, several inches of water and debris flowed into the Telluride Intermediate and Middle Schools.
All of these rooms in the intermediate school were affected. So there's mud, splash, there's water, all the carpet has to be demoed, drywall, tile, flooring, all of that will be removed. So the intermediate school for sure got impacted. It just didn't get the amount of mud that the theater accumulated because of that door being compromised. And then the cafeteria lobby and kitchen area was affected, but to a much lesser degree.
In a statement to the community, Telluride School District Superintendent John Pandolfo reiterated it will take days, if not weeks, to determine the full extent of damage in the buildings. While ServPro acknowledges they're the people a community never wants to meet, Singer says it's an honor to work in Telluride.
I've seen the emotional connection that people have with this theater in particular. I've seen the tears when first reactions in the theater, and I know how much it means to the community. So it truly is super energizing for us to be able to participate to get this theater back and the school back as quickly as we can.
No one was injured in the slide. There isn't an exact timeline yet on when the Palm Theater will be able to reopen to the community. For KOTO and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Julia Caulfield.
A major mudslide on Monday also closed portions of Interstate 70. As of 8:45 p.m. yesterday, the highway had been closed for more than 24 hours between Exit 97 near Silt and Exit 105 near Newcastle. According to the Colorado Sun, the landslide pushed mud, water, and debris across more than 300 yards of the highway up to 3 feet deep in some parts. A news release states that there is a lot of material for the crews to clear and water to drain. The regular rain showers have been helpful relief for drought and fires here in western Colorado, but the slow pace of the storm elevated the risk of flash flooding and resulting debris flows and mudslides, especially in burn scar areas where vegetation that would normally absorb rainfall has been stripped away. The Colorado Department of Transportation warns that debris flows can exceed speeds of 35 miles per hour. The destructive landslides are triggered by intense rainfall along areas where wildfires have burned, but can also happen in extremely dry conditions. Heavy rainfall on the western slope later this week could trigger additional runoff, especially in and below the burn scars. State transportation crews are monitoring highways near the Ferris and Gold Mountain fire burn scars on the western slope and are prepared to close roads on short notice if conditions become unsafe. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audra McCabe.